new song, a daily devotion from Lutheran Hour Ministries for Monday, November 10th, 2025. The text comes from Psalm 98. O sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. The psalmist calls for a new song to celebrate the marvelous things the Lord has done. Those marvelous things are the mighty works that God has done to bring about salvation and reveal his righteousness to the nations. In love and faithfulness, he remembered his covenant promise to Israel. In just a few weeks, we will celebrate Advent. We will sing familiar songs about the marvelous things the Lord has done. In the birth of his Holy Son, God has made his salvation known. Jesus' first advent, his birth in Bethlehem, was a time for new songs. Inspired by the Holy Spirit, Zechariah, Mary, and Simeon sang or spoke new songs of praise that echoed the ancient song of the psalmist. These three faithful people praised God for the marvelous things he was doing. Zechariah, whose son John would prepare the way of the Lord, blessed God for remembering his holy covenant with Israel. The salvation of God would come upon his people like a sunrise, bringing light to those lost in darkness. Mary, the mother of our Lord, had a new song too. She magnified the Lord, that is, she proclaimed his greatness and glory. She praised God for his faithfulness because he kept his covenant with the house of Israel. He remembered his mercy and steadfast love for his people. Simeon was waiting when the infant Messiah was brought into the temple. Simeon took the holy child in his arms and offered his new song of praise to God. The psalmist had said, "The Lord has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations." Now Simeon saw that salvation with his own eyes, and soon the Gentiles, the nations, would see that same light. In a few weeks, we will be singing Advent and Christmas songs. They are not really new songs. We have been singing them for a long time. Yet the songs are new because what God has done for us is new. Something that had never been done before. As God himself said, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" God the Son was born among us. Through his death on the cross and his triumphant resurrection, Jesus won forgiveness and salvation for us. Now, as we share the good news of Jesus, all the ends of the earth will see the salvation of our God. When our Lord returns, we will join Zechariah, Mary, Simeon, and saints of every time and place to sing a new song about the new and marvelous things God has done. We pray. Lord God, I offer my own song of praise to you for the new thing you have done in sending your Son to be my Savior.